You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by John Murphy, the founder and president of Venture Management Consultants Incorporated, a firm specializing in creating lean, high-performance work cultures, as well as the author of the book, Beyond Doubt, 4 Steps to Inner Peace. John, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Glad to be here.
Hey, thanks. Good to have you. So as an author and speaker, you have coined a new word, Zontrepreneur, which encapsulates a number of concepts. To start, what is a Zontrepreneur?
Yeah, well, if you take the word Zen and the practice of Zen, which is a practice of being mindful, positive thinking, well-being, so we take the whole practice of Zen with the practice of entrepreneurship, which, of course, is taking risk, getting things done, taking action, taking ownership, being responsible, being accountable. You put these two things together, Zen and entrepreneurship, and you get what I refer to as entrepreneurship. And it's really the practice of making good change, not just talking about good change, not just planning good change for another day, but actually making good change and making good change fast. Being very progressive, very assertive, very innovative. There's a sense of fearlessness, a sense of positive well-being, confidence, courage. And so Zentrepreneurs are people that innovate. They actually bring to the world better ways to accomplish things, better ways to get things done, a greener earth, a better sense of well-being. And the world's full of them, and we all have a Zentrepreneur within each of us. It's what I sometimes refer to as our soul. It's calling for expression. It's looking for ways to manifest itself, express itself into earthly reality, so to speak. And whether it's the latest smart gadget, or it's a way to access information and knowledge in a better, more user-friendly way. But this is entrepreneurship at its best, and we're surrounded by it. It's bold. It's action-oriented. There's a sense of fearlessness with it. It's very spirited, and it's exciting. You know, I work with teams all over the world, and I hear their bosses sometimes say, oh, you know, people, they resist change, and culture takes a long time to change, and yet these teams I work with get excited and inspired and motivated about making good change when they actually believe they can and they believe it's going to happen. So change isn't really something we resist. Change is something we're designed for. We're actually changing all the time. We change our minds. We change our bodies are changing at the cellular level. You can't not change. So to say that people resist change is actually an illusion, and the Zentrepreneur sees past that. We actually are designed for change, and we are looking for ways to express that change. What really is demotivating is when we're not allowed to in the workplace, and we're caught in systems that imprison us, in a sense, imprison our soul, so to speak. And it's the Zentrepreneur that really finds channels and ways to let that through, and it's explosive. It's awesome. In fact, I'm working with a client right now out in the East Coast, and the team is jazzed, they're energized, and it's just truly exciting to see people come together and make good change.
Without a doubt. Now, part of being a Zentrepreneur, according to your writings and book, deal with ownership and risk-taking, as mentioned before. Tell us more about the importance of those two things.
Well, absolutely critical, because, you know, without risk, we really don't innovate. We don't get anywhere new. We go through life with the brakes on. We play it safe. You know, fear is a very powerful force against us. And so, again, the Zentrepreneur sees past that and finds ways to offset risk by taking ownership And a good way to think about the Zentrepreneur is when things don't go well, or there's problems that we face, or conflicts, and we see these every day, the Zentrepreneur, the first place the Zentrepreneur looks is in the mirror. And the Zentrepreneur asks, what do I need to do differently to be more convincing, to be more aware, to be more conscious, to be more effective? The entrepreneur that goes to the bank and hears no, you don't get the loan right away. You don't get what you're asking for. The successful entrepreneur, and then what I'd call the Zentrepreneur, doesn't blame the bank. They go back and they say, what do I need to change my business plan? Maybe I need to do a little more homework, a little more due diligence. Maybe I need to look more carefully at the market or my value proposition to that market. And it's no different if I'm an entrepreneur going in front of a bank or I'm an employee going in front of a boss trying to sell an idea. We're all selling something throughout the day. Parents and children relationships, schools, teachers and students. We're trying to get ideas across to one another and create a connection. And if we don't get a good connection, it's easy to blame the other person. There's something wrong with them, or they're not listening, or, they're not smart enough or whatever. It doesn't get us anywhere. The entrepreneur says, maybe I'm not getting my message across in the best, most effective, most user-friendly way. What can I do differently to make sure that we get that good connection? And the entrepreneur gets the good connections. Now, they're surrounded by people that want to see things improve and support. And it's the law of attraction. It's the entrepreneur attracts positive people and teams to help them get things done because there's what I refer to as energy. It's very positive energy. It's the chi. It's the life force, so to speak. And it's what really jazzes teams is when we get out of our own way and allow that kind of flow to take place. So the Zentrepreneur takes ownership for the good, the bad, and the ugly. They take responsibility. And sometimes it involves taking risks to get past it and being bold and assertive and doing things that have never been done before. Because, again, we're surrounded by it.
Now, what distinguishes, say, a successful professional, someone who has achieved financial and public recognition, from a Zentrepreneur, and to what extent do the behavioral traits overlap?
Well, there's some overlap, because Zentrepreneurs are successful. Zentrepreneurs attract abundance. They attract success, both financial and otherwise. They attract attention. There is some overlap, but the real difference is it's like going to the gym or the health club. You'll see people who are in pretty good shape, physically, so to speak, but they're miserable at home. They're emotional wrecks. That's one of the reasons they're at the gym, because they're trying to burn off stress. They're anxious. They're afraid. You just can't judge by the surface. They could be in a lousy relationship. They could be broke, or unemployed. So on the surface, the financial type stuff, it might look like somebody's successful, but success is, to the entrepreneur, success is really more about inner peace. It's about presence. It's about peace of mind. And so the real difference between the entrepreneur and the successful kind of superficial financial person is this holistic state of well-being. They're not afraid. They're not agitated. They're not jealous. They're not egotistical. They're not comparing themselves to everybody else. They don't have that ego need for more, bigger house, a better car, more, another degree. The entrepreneur is past all that, so they're very at peace with who they are and what they're doing, and they're inspired by it. And inspired means in spirit, which of course means fearless. There is no fear when we're truly inspired, and so that's really what I see distinguishing the entrepreneur from everyone else. Is there's just presence and peace of mind.
Today we are joined by John Murphy, the founder and president of Venture Management Consultants Incorporated, a firm specializing in creating lean, high-performance work cultures, as well as the author of the book Beyond Doubt, 4 Steps to Inner Peace, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, John, how can a company change its culture to reflect the values of its entrepreneur, and what practical steps do you recommend?
Well, the first thing any leadership team's got to do is find ways to drive out fear, because fear restricts us. Fear is, again, it's like going through life with the brakes on. You know, a lot of it's subconscious. We don't even know it's there, but we hesitate. We become anxious. We become stressed. We get nervous, and then we're looking for outlets for that stress and that anxiety. And this entrepreneurial leader is one who says there's nothing to fear. And this goes back, you know, of course, centuries and millenniums to the great masters. And, you know, there's nothing to fear. Fear is an illusion. It's of the mind. So what scares you doesn't necessarily scare me or anyone else, and vice versa. So we have to get past fear. And fear, again, is it's part of culture. We've got a culture of fear. We end up playing defense. We end up second-guessing ourselves. We end up coming up with all these, foolproof plans over problems that are never really even problems. So it doesn't mean that we're careless. It doesn't mean that we don't take responsibility and pay attention to things that could go wrong. We don't fear them. We actually prepare for them. So when something does go wrong, we're ready for it. Okay? We've thought ahead. And it isn't that we fear it. It's that we are prepared for it. So the culture in an organization is really, quote, the way we do things around here, end quote. So if culture is the way we do things around here, it's synonymous with the systems and structures that we use to get things done. And most people, I found over the years, 25 years of consulting, most people work within whatever system and governance structure we give them in the organization. They show up, they do what they're supposed to do, they do what they think is right. And the organization defines that through its systems, its structure, its guiding principles and values. We do what we think is right. So if we are doing what we think is right and our culture is not what we want it to be, it's hesitant, it's not innovative enough, it's not creative enough, it's too slow, it's too divided, it's too siloed, it's just not designed for flow. Our clients tell us, our customers tell us, we're at risk. And so we need to change that culture. Then what we really need to do is change the systems and structure. So the secret to changing culture, which is the way we do things around here, is to change systems and structure, which is the way we do things around here. So I kind of laugh at sometimes and I say, all right, you really want to know how you change the way you do things around here? You change the way you do things around here. Meaning, you change your systems and structure. And that's really synonymous with something Gandhi once said, which is be the change you want to see in the world. Don't talk about it. You know, don't dream it for some other day. Be it and be it now. So you lead culture change by demonstrating the new behavior, by being it, and by designing it into the systems and structure, or otherwise you just fall right back into old habits, right back into the old systems and the old structure. And when I talk about systems, by the way, I'm talking about the overall value delivery system to the customer or the client, the overall ecosystem, not just systems like IT systems, information systems, things like that, but the overall system, the true value stream. What does that look like? How does it flow? And are we really looking at ways to get better flow in the organization so that we do whatever it is we do it better, we do it faster, we do it at a lower cost, and we do it in a much more user-friendly way. And if that's, and when we do that, when we actually do that, people are thankful, they're grateful, and they're excited about doing it more and more and more. So they don't resist it, they actually look forward to it. And we use a practice called Kaizen, the Japanese term, K-A-I-Z-E-N, and the Kai part of that word is to take apart and make new. Zen, of course, is to think good, think positive, think well-being. So when we do Kaizen events, it essentially translates into make good change and do it fast, where it's measurable, it's inspiring, it's team-based, it's effective. So Zentrepreneurs do lots of Kaizens. I do Kaizens. I do dozens of Kaizen events throughout the year, and it's truly exciting to see the culture change as a result of it.
And among the public figures, which individuals, in your professional opinion, are Zentrepreneurs?
Well, as I said earlier, there's a Zentrepreneur in all of us, and it's that inner soul, that inner self that's calling for positive change, calling for good results, calling for improvement. We all have it within us. But the Zentrepreneurs, of course, and so I always say to people, it's really more about what, not who. The Zentrepreneur is what's inside us, what's calling to get out, what's our soul it's looking to express itself. Now, people, human beings who have allowed that to happen, and our public figures, past and present, you know, people like Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison was once asked, "How can you continue with the light bulb experiments after 9,000 failures?" And he said, "I haven't failed yet. I've learned 9,000 ways that don't work." Now, that's a very positive way to think about our work. What can we gain from it? Is the glass half full or half empty? So people like Thomas Edison, who literally helped us light up the world, you know, in the past. We've got entrepreneurs like Walt Disney, you know, bringing happiness to millions and millions of people through his imagination and his expression of good ideas. He didn't just dream. He brought dreams to reality. He touched just millions and hundreds of millions of people with his vision and his expression of that vision. You know, it isn't just business people. You've got people like Amelia Earhart, you know, pioneering flight, if you will, transatlantic flight and things like that among women and among all people. Folks like Sam Walton, you know, literally seeking to lower the cost of living for people and expressing his ideas in that way. People like Martin Luther King, you know, the list goes on and on and on. We've got great change all around us in this world because entrepreneurs, as I put it, stepped up and took good ideas and actually acted on them and did something with them. And the world's a better place as a result of it.
And finally, share with us some additional information about your book, which is centered on the rules of being a Zentrepreneur.
Yeah, well, Zentrepreneur actually comes out in the first part of September. You can visit my website, which is my corporate website, which is venturemanagementconsultants.com, and get more information on how to pre-order the book. Again, it's Zentrepreneur, Get Out of the Way and Lead, Create a Culture of Fearlessness and Innovation. Again, it's going to be published here. It's in production now. The pipelines are filling, so it'll be released in just the next couple of weeks. That's actually my 16th book. I've written 15 others. Those are available to see, and you can read parts of them on my website. Again, venturemanagementconsultants.com. You can also just anybody could Google my name, John Murphy, John J. Murphy, and add the word teamwork, leader, wow, any kind of descriptor word that has to do with wowing customers, changing culture, leadership, and I pop right up. So easy to find me. And the books are available through Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com and certainly be ordered through the stores. The Zentrepreneur will be in the stores by mid-September.
Very good. It's really been good to have caught up with you. Appreciate your joining us on the program. We've been speaking with John Murphy, the founder and president of Venture Management Consultants Incorporated, a firm specializing in creating lean, high-performance work cultures, as well as the author of the book that's coming out soon, Beyond Doubt, 4 Steps to Inner Peace. And the website of reference, once again, is venturemanagementconsultants.com. John, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
Sure. You bet. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This
is the ePodcast Network.